the steam railroad from Jacksonville with very good service from the time I can remember. Miami was already a city. Daytona was Daytona on the mainland, not the developed beach of today. We did not have much paving in St. Augustine. Some brick paving, but most of our streets were oyster shell, ground oyster shell, with a steam roller that would keep it smooth. San Marco Avenue, the main street, had a trolley line down the middle of the street, and this was our best means of transportation other than horse and carriages. The streetcar lines ran through the principal part of St. Augustine. People would walk several blocks by the side streets to get to their homes. There was a bridge across the St. Sebastian River into what was then New Augustine. The bridge across the bay was south of present Bridge of Lions. It was a wooden bridge with a trolley line running to what is now Anastasia State Park, known then as St. Augustine Beach, and later to Chautauqua Beach, which is now St. Augustine Beach, where the Methodist Church had established an assembly for their retired people. And the building is still in St. Augustine Beach as an apartment house. Most of the few homes that had been built along the beach hills have been destroyed and replaced by modern structure. The policemen of that day rode bicycles. They had call telephone boxes possibly a half mile apart, and once each hour they would report into headquarters. And people, though, patrolled their own neighborhoods by stopping any vandalism or bad children and reporting it to the parents. And in that way, we didn't have the strife that we have today. And the parents appreciated being told that their children were mischievous, because it was always a spanking for the boy and many times for the girls.
Could you describe the floor plan of your house here?
You desire this house?
Yeah. Well, this is.
Yes. Well, my wife and I, when we decided to move out from St. Augustine, where we had a comfortable home, our home in St. Augustine had been built by my mother, my brother, and I in 1923. The neighborhood was very noisy, so we decided to get away from the noise and start over again. Having secured this spot, as I call it, a beautiful spot with a few trees on North River, we further decided that we would build a summer house at least. Buying an abandoned four-apartment building, I secured the materials for the house, but because of the marsh area getting into the house, I had to get county help to throw up a causeway above high water. And at that time, it was the duty of the county to build a road into any homestead. So using bull gangs of convict labor, by shovel, they threw up a causeway, which for many, many years I hauled materials to myself in order to hard top the causeway. Having no near neighbors,